Rain practice. With mindfulness, we can observe everyday thoughts and feelings, like watching clouds in the sky. However, there are times when doing this is not easy. Difficult thoughts and emotions can be like dark rain clouds or a hurricane, menacing harbingers of flooding. The rain practice can help you experience difficult feelings in a balanced way, so that even as you get wet, you do not drown. In rain practice, each letter reminds us how to mindfully observe. R means recognize. A, accept. I, investigate. N, non-identify with. Let's try it. Sit in an upright position and relax by taking a few deep breaths. Keep your eyes closed or slightly opened. Bring to mind a difficult situation you may be experiencing right now, or think about a past upsetting event. Remember what was said or what exactly happened that upset you. As you think of the event, beginning with the letter R, recognize and label whatever feelings you notice. For example, sadness, anger, hurt, or embarrassment. Or maybe there's simply a feeling of numbness or disconnection. Whatever you find, that's okay. Simply be curious. Continue with the letter A, accepting what you notice. You don't have to like it. Just accept the reality of your experience. See if you can observe it without criticizing yourself for having or not having a particular reaction. Welcome the experience as a new insight. Next, with the letter I, investigate your experience a little more. Drop your attention into the body and notice any sensations present there. Maybe some tensing up in the chest, clenching in the stomach, or a sinking feeling. Learn about your feelings from your body. As you investigate, do you notice any additional thoughts or reactions? Maybe a feeling of anger or shame for having the emotion. Keep recognizing and accepting all that is happening. As you do this, be kind and gentle with yourself. If at any point this exercise feels too difficult or painful, shift your attention to the breath or another comfortable or neutral spot. Return to the difficult feeling only if and when you are ready to do so. Finally, like the letter N in rain, practice not identifying with or not personalizing the difficult experience. After all, it is merely a set of reactions and sensations. You are not defined by it. Simply watch your experience and learn from being with it. As we end, bring an attitude of appreciation to yourself for having the courage to be with the difficult feeling. Know that even if an emotion or thought can feel strong or true, it does not need to have a hold on you. You can hold it with mindfulness.